Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New Yorkers are choosing their new mayor today on this election day. Our Glenn Shuck at the polling place in Queens, where frontrunner Zoran Mamdani cast his vote.
One of the first people in line to vote here on 35th Avenue in Long Island City, James. Affordability had him voting for Mamdani.
For me, when he's talking about free busing, when he's talking about just supporting local class folks, I mean, even paying for groceries, all of these things are really, really critical, not only to me, but also my family.
About an hour later here at the Sinatra School for the Arts, the candidate himself showed up to vote.
Here in New York City, a young woman sharing a story of her mother, who had voted for our campaign, was then harassed by another man at that poll site for doing so.
Mamdani hoping, he says, that everyone has the right to cast their ballot today without intimidation. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Long Island City.
An independent candidate, Andrew Cuomo, voted this morning, casting his vote on Manhattan's East Side. And that's where we find our Marla Diamond with the latest.
And Linda, hoping for a political comeback, the former governor has staked his claim as the most experienced candidate in this three-way race and the only candidate who can stand up to Donald Trump.
The trick is having the competency and the ability to make the government work to actually build 100,000 units a year. And that's about making the government work, which is what I have done all my life.
Cuomo did receive a warm welcome here at his polling place, but not everyone was on his side. Bob Kornacki said he voted for Mamdani.
I do not like Mr. Cuomo. I think he's self-serving. I think he proved that in his first election. And I don't want him back.
He said even though he is in the bracket that will probably be taxed to get Mamdani's promises done, he wants change. And that's what we're hearing from a lot of voters here on the East Side. Cuomo is confident that a big turnout today will sway his way. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live on Manhattan's East Side.
And Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa out this morning on the campaign trail and telling reporters he's the one authentic candidate and real New Yorker.
The Curtis Sliwa in the streets is the same one you saw on the stage of the debate. It's the same one that you've heard from. This is who I am. I'm real. I'm keeping it real.
The polls are open in New York City until 9 tonight, so you still have plenty of time to get out the vote. And if the stress of the election wasn't enough, some voters in New Jersey also had to evacuate or relocate their polling site this morning after bomb threats were received. Our Monica Guy following that story, and she joins us now live.
Linda, those polling places are now reopened. Voters are going in, making their choice known. But earlier, bomb threats at least locations in at least 7 counties in New Jersey forced voters to relocate. And just as they were heading to the polls in Patterson at school number 2 and 10, bomb threats forced everyone in those buildings to evacuate. Now, I spoke with Mayor Andre Saia just a little bit ago. He tells me that that was a direct attempt to disenfranchise voters. Cops were called in to sweep the buildings, determined it was all a hoax, and let people back inside to get to business of the day. Polling places in Passaic, Hackensack, Lodi, Ridgewood, Newark, Avenel, and Lake Como also forced to temporarily close. They've all reopened as well. New Jersey's attorney general saying the threats were made via email. And during those closures, though, voters were still able to have their voice be heard. They were just directed to go to other nearby polling locations. In Patterson, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And keep it right here, locked to 1010 Winds. We will keep you updated all throughout this election day. On Long Island, a special event today honoring a fallen NYPD officer who was killed 9 years ago.
Fallen NYPD Sergeant Paul Tizzolo loved restoring classic cars. When he was killed in the line of duty, he was restoring a 1990 Fox Body Ford Mustang. To honor his memory, a body shop finished restoring the car, and a procession of 20 custom Mustangs will go to the family's house in Elwood. Tizzolo left behind 2 sons, ages 12 and 13. The event is called Paul's Project. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police in Queens now searching for a man accused of slashing a driver in South Richmond Hill. It happened around 3:30 a.m. on October 18th near Liberty Avenue and 123rd Street. Cops say a 26-year-old man was just trying to park his car when another driver pulled up behind him, got out, and started arguing. That man then slashed the victim's neck with a sharp object before taking off in a vehicle headed south on 123rd Street. The victim was taken to Jamaica Hospital in critical but stable condition. Photos of that suspect are now available on Crime Stoppers' X page.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.